Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Thursday morning here on the Hometown Take. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. And shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The NFL Combine is continuing, but we are not seeing some of the biggest names in the Combine do any sort of workouts. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, not doing any working out, not doing any throwing, but they are meeting with teams, and guess what? Caleb Williams met with the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, reportedly. I mean, it hasn't been completely confirmed. The team hasn't come out and said it, and I don't think they will come out and say it at any point. But anywho, Caleb Williams has met with the Atlanta Falcons, and I believe Jaden Daniels has met with the Atlanta Falcons as well, and he's set to meet with the Atlanta Falcons. And Drake May, same for him, he's set to meet with the Atlanta Falcons if he has not already met with them. So, top three guys, they've met with the Atlanta Falcons, or again, are set to meet with the Atlanta Falcons, and that's no surprise there. I'm not breaking any news to you, but it's important because Raheem Morris, he talked to Andy and Randy earlier this week, and he talked about the importance of these combine meetings and getting in front of these guys and being able to ask them questions. And his thought process of why these combine meetings are so important is interesting. So take a listen.
You know, I love when guys get in those rooms and they have the ability to get uncomfortable in those rooms and you're sitting there with the light on you with a bunch of people sitting around you don't know. I love to see when those guys' personality and they get really comfortable in those spaces, right? Because we're in uncomfortable environments all the time playing this game. You're in uncomfortable environments just all the time doing what we do. So those guys that thrive and they shine in those uncomfortable environments are the guys that we love to be able to bring a part of us. We are those guys that we love and want to make them a part of what we do. And when you find those guys, they stand out, and they stand out in a good way. And it's about adding those kind of guys to what we want to do here.
He's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And you hear it all the time, too. The ones that last, say this about the media industry, they say this about any industry. The ones that last are comfortable with being uncomfortable for the longest time. And it's not exactly what Raheem was saying there, but it's in the same realm. Are you willing to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation and get comfortable? Are you willing to make the most of an uncomfortable situation, let your personality shine, instead of going into your shell and, you know, becoming a shell of yourself? Are you going to let your personality shine and thrive in these meetings and shine and show why a team should draft you, not only because of your skill set, but because of the person you are, the personality you have, and the way you could fit in a franchise and fit in a quarterback room and fit in a locker room? So these meetings are definitely important. It's really their first opportunity. It's the team's first opportunity to talk to these guys, see them either face-to-face or on Zoom, and just talk to them, get to know them, and find out what makes them tick, find out what their thought process is, find out what kind of person they are, and again, find out how they strive in what may be an uncomfortable situation with maybe some uncomfortable questions, and see how they handle it, see how they answer adversity, see how they respond to adversity. So very, very important stuff are the combine meetings, and Raheem Morris talking about why exactly they are so important there. So again, yesterday, this is coming from Ian Rapoport, USC quarterback Caleb Williams, the potential, obviously, top overall pick, who we all expect to be the number one overall pick. He arrived at the scouting combine and met with the Bears, Commanders, Patriots, Raiders, Falcons, Jets, Giants, and Vikings. And again, Caleb Williams is going to do meetings, but no testing or on-the-field work. And pretty much the same thing for the reigning Heisman Trophy-winning QB, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, spent yesterday and Monday at the combine meeting with teams such as the Falcons, Bears, Commanders, Vikings, Jets, Patriots, Raiders, Seahawks, and Saints. And Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, again, both just going to do meetings, no testing or on-the-field work. And again, Drake May essentially meeting with those same teams that I just listed off to you as well. So all the teams that are in the quarterback market or thinking about drafting a quarterback, they're all going to meet with Caleb, at least unless they're in a position where they know they aren't going to get them. But if you need a quarterback, you're probably in position to get one of those guys. So they'll meet with all the teams that need a quarterback. Caleb, Jaden, Drake, all of them. The Falcons will even meet with J.J. McCarthy, probably even meet with, again, Bo Nix and those second-tier guys, just because you got to do your due diligence. You got to do your homework. So be interesting to see how things develop and what other storylines come out of the NFL Combine that continues on throughout the week. I think it ends on Sunday, if I am correct on that, if I remember correctly. So we'll see how the Combine continues to develop, and we will see if any other big news comes out of the Combine. A couple other things I want to get into here when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. There has been a little bit of a development when it comes to Legarius Sneed. So Legarius Sneed, as we all know, Ian Rapoport reported that he was probably going to be, or there was a good chance the Chiefs are going to end up franchise tagging him. And if need be, and if they couldn't come to a long-term agreement, Sneed and the Chiefs, they would franchise tag him and could possibly facilitate a trade using the franchise tag. So Sneed will still have the ability to talk to other teams. And if he's like, yo, I want to go here, can you make a trade happen? And, you know, Chiefs maybe would make a trade happen and facilitate that trade using that franchise tag to make the trade happen. So now the story has kind of tweaked and developed a little bit because the Chiefs have granted Legarius Sneed to seek a trade. So now, like, you know what? You can go talk to some other suitors. You can go see what you'll get out there, and we can tag you, and we can make a trade happen. So it seems like if they do not have a long-term agreement by Tuesday's deadline, then maybe it's looking like the Chiefs are going to trade L'Jarius Sneed to a team that Sneed knows he's going to get a long-term deal from. It seems like that may be what happens here. But again, the Chiefs could just tag him and say, nah, we ain't going to trade you. Now, again, I don't know if the Chiefs would do that. Might not be the best look. And again, I don't know if the Chiefs care, because that is one of their best players, not even best defensive players, but best players overall. But look, again, if I'm the Falcons, I'm not sure how great I feel about having to give up, again, draft capital for L'Jarius Sneed, then having to pay him. And especially if, and we'll get into this in a couple minutes too, especially if the Falcons are trading for Justin Fields, because you're going to have to give up assets to get Justin Fields, then pay him, and then you're going to have to give up assets to get L'Jarius Sneed and pay him. Not sure if I'm feeling all that. Not sure if I want to do it twice. But I can do it for one player, but I don't know if I want to do it for two. So, again, these are all things. The Falcons, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, these are things they all have to think about. Is it really worth it to get this player now when we have to give up draft assets and give up draft capital? Is it worth it to go get that player now, or can we go get somebody else who we can just pay on the open market? Can we just go pay a free agent, and would that be better? Now, again, L'Jarius Sneed, one of the best defensive backs in the league. So I think there's definitely a conversation to be had about it. Obviously, everything is about what the Chiefs want in return for L'Jarius Sneed. How much do they want? What kind of draft capital do they want for L'Jarius Sneed? That obviously is the entire conversation. So if you have to give up a pick, then I say you pull the trigger. Like, if you have to give up a second or a third to get L'Jarius Sneed, I do it. Because, one, you need another corner. Two, I hope we are going to sign A.J. Terrell long-term, but if not, you're going to definitely need another shutdown corner like A.J. Terrell. Or if you want to just have two really good corners, which is a good thing to have, you can just have L'Jarius Sneed and A.J. Terrell both. But again, depending on what they're planning to do at the quarterback situation, if they're going to get Justin Fields, which I'll go ahead and address this now, that video, everybody's been going crazy about the past couple of days, him jumping up and down, celebrating, and it sounds like a little bit he's, I'm ready to go home. I get it, especially if you're excited about the possibility of Justin Fields coming here. I get it. Now, look, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. Let me go ahead and make that clear. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. If you're excited about the potential of Justin Fields coming here, great. Justin Fields coming to Atlanta would be interesting, and I would be interested to see it. Trust me, I'll be watching either way it goes. But I will say this. One, we aren't even 1,000% sure that's Justin Fields. It looks like Justin Fields. I think it's Justin Fields. Two, we don't know when this video was taken. Three, it also could be him saying, I'm ready to go. Not necessarily I'm ready to go home or something like that. Four, we don't know what we don't know the context. He could be saying that about anything. He could be saying, I'm ready to go home to my house in Chicago and go see my lady friend or go see my dog or whatever. It could be so many things. And that's a very good point that they just told me. He said he was going on vacation. Maybe he just got his seat upgraded. Like, who knows? Justin Fields may have a PJ, or maybe he just secured the PJ for the first time. Who knows? It could literally be anything. So all I'm saying is don't get too hyped up and don't let people suck you in to some hype that may not necessarily be there. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say about it, because there's not a whole lot there, all right? But again, depending on what the Falcons decide to do at quarterback, they trade for Justin Fields, having to give up draft capital to go get him. Are they going to want to do the same thing with L'Jarius Sneed? That is the question there. All right. When we come back, let's talk a little Braves baseball. Spring training continuing. The Braves continue to play spring training games. And a couple of highlights from yesterday's 7-7 tie against who else? The Philadelphia Phillies. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes right here on Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a whole lot of new money, though. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Spring training continues for the Atlanta Braves. They continue to play some spring training games as well, getting some good work in, some good exhibitions. And those continued yesterday, continue today too, as they will take on the Tampa Bay Rays yet again, 105 first pitch. And Yesterday, of course, they played the Philadelphia Phillies, and of course, it was a close game. Actually ended in a 7-7 tie, did the game, and a lot of offense, obviously, from these two teams. And a couple of highlights from the game. First and foremost, Michael Harris II, looking good, looking like he's ready for a potential breakout season. And he had a, obviously he's been really good already, but he struggled a little bit out the gate after coming back from an injury. But now fully healthy, he's looking really, really good. And he's looking like he can, again, really, really break out and really, really show why he is the best, one of the best young players in the MLB. He hits another home run. So now Michael Harris II has two home runs in his first seven at-bats this spring. So that is impressive stuff from Money Mike. It was a 432-foot shot yesterday. By the way, with a 110-mile-per-hour exit velocity as well. He hit it off of right-handed pitcher Nick Nelson in the third inning yesterday off the Phillies. So that was good to see. Another thing that was good to see, veteran reliever Ken Giles, who was a longtime Philadelphia Philly, he got some get back against his old team. He made his Braves debut yesterday, and he was very, very, very impressive. Struck out the side against, again, his longtime former team in the Phillies. Struck out Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, and Alec Bohm. Got them all swinging. They'll go all on nasty sliders. So he was throwing a good combination of sliders, sinkers, topping out at 94, 95 miles per hour. My goodness. Ken Giles looked good. Now, got to have consistency, but that was a really good showing for Ken Giles, and he made himself a case for making this Braves squad yesterday. Striking out three big hitters for the Phillies, and again, Harper, Castellanos, and Alec Bohm showing off the stuff. The stuff looked nasty. The stuff had some pop to it. So it was good to see there from Ken Giles. Some other news coming out of Braves spring training. A.J. Smith-Shawver went yesterday, but he did get roughed up a little bit. Now, again, as excited as we get about Ken Giles looking good, you know, you want to pump the brakes and say, okay, we need to see some consistency. Well, the same goes for A.J. Smith-Shawver, struggling a little bit yesterday. You don't need to read too much into it. Again, these are the early, early games of spring training, the early, early days of spring training. Guys are still getting stretched out. Guys are still getting ramped up. So no need to look into too much of what happened to A.J. Smith-Shawver yesterday, but obviously you don't like to see it. You would love him to see just, you would love to see Smith-Shawver just dominate spring training for the whole spring, but he gave up a two-out walk to Aramis Garcia and a two-out, two-strike single off a breaking ball pitch that he threw to Kyle Schwarber before JT Realmuto flied out to center field warning track, and he stranded two in a scoreless second. So he was able to get around it, but Smith-Shawver pitched two innings yesterday, gave up four hits, three runs, all of them earned, walked a batter, struck out three batters, gave up two home runs. So again, got roughed up a little bit in his two innings. 24 of his 37 pitches were strikes. So again, like to see him pepper in the strike zone, but got to find a way to get guys out, obviously. But again, early spring training. Don't want to look into it too much. And you just hope that he continues to get his confidence under him and he continues to find a way to improve and learn from mistakes that were made in yesterday's game and just get better because of it. Because A.J. Smith-Shawver, you know, again, I hope, knock on whatever this table is made out of, I hope the Braves have zero injuries. Zero. Like, absolutely none. But that's unrealistic. Injuries are a part of every single game. So with that being said, A.J. Smith-Shawver is probably going to be needed. by the big league club at some point this season, and he's going to have to be ready. And that's why you want to get him as much work as you possibly can this spring so he can be ready, he can get that experience, and when you need him the most, hopefully he can shine at the big league level. But again, no need to look too deep into this. What you've seen so far from guys who've struggled in spring training so far, like a Bryce Elder and even A.J. Smith-Shaw, be like, oh, nope, neither one of them are going to get the job. Even Reynaldo Lopez, he struggled a little bit. Nope, he ain't going to get the job. Give it to somebody else. No, that's not where we're at right now. Everybody still has to, again, get ramped up, get their arms stretched out, and continue to get ready for the season. So a little bit of Braves news there for you as, again, spring training continues to happen here. All right, I want to move on to a little bit of, want to get back into a little bit more of NFL news here. There's not really actually, I do want to get into this NFL news. I meant to bring this up earlier, so I'm going to backtrack into it now. The player team report cards from the NFLPA came out yesterday. Where did the Falcons rank? 25th overall. So Falcons finished at 25th overall rank in player team report cards for the 2023-24 season. And again, this is put out by the NFL Players Association. So former Falcons head coach Arthur Smith received a C minus. In the NFL, it was a C plus. In the NFLPA's team report cards, overall, Atlanta ranked 25th in the league. Their ownership grade was A-. Obviously, Arthur Blank, one of the best owners in the NFL, not surprising there. But the areas the Falcons really, really got dinged up on, luckily, are areas they're all working on improving right now. So the areas they did not do well in. Locker room, F. Weight room, F. Strength coaches, F-. First of all, I didn't even know you could get an F-. I thought like a F was the lowest of the low. I didn't know you could get an F. Like a F is failing. How can you fail more than just failing? Like how you get an F-? Like what else is there to minus after you get an F? I don't know. I didn't know you could get an F-. That just seems like you doubling down. Like a F-? Minus what? Already failed. What else is there to minus? What else is there to dock? Somebody let me know. Anywho, strength coaches, F-. But again, all these areas are undergoing or have been changed. The Falcons' new locker room and weight room are currently under construction out there at the branch, and their strength staff has been replaced. So hopefully all of those can jump from F and F-es to hopefully at least a B. Give me a B. That's how I looked at it when I was a kid. I at least get a B, I'll be straight. Mom ain't going to be mad at a B. You know, it's all good. It means I'm keeping my head on straight and having fun at the same time. You know, B. You know what B stands for in school? B stands for balanced. I'm balanced. I'm, you know, getting my work done, getting solid grades, but I'm also being a social butterfly at the same time and having fun. And that's what's important. So I'm okay with B's. Anyway, obviously you strive for A's, though. Let me go ahead and put that out there for you. Like, oh, he's okay with B's. He's okay with mediocrity. No, not what I was saying. I was just being funny. Anywho, that's the Falcons report card from the NFLPA. No surprise here. The Jets GM, Joe Douglas, confirmed yesterday that he has given Zach Wilson permission to seek a trade. Ooh, didn't see that one coming. I just wonder who's going to be that team that takes a chance on Zach Wilson. Now, again, he's not going to be a starting quarterback anywhere, like anywhere, unless the team he lands on as a backup quarterback, unless that starting quarterback gets hurt. But at this point, he's really in that same realm of Desmond Ridder, unfortunately. And actually, he might be off worse than Desmond Ridder because he's played a little bit more football than Desmond Ridder has. So he's in that realm where a team will take a chance on him as a backup quarterback. But other than that, yeah, probably not looking too great for Zach Wilson. And again, that just goes to the point of, we heard Terry Fontenot talking about this when he joined Andy and Randy, and when he talked to the media of how just an imperfect science drafting a quarterback is. Because if you remember, Zach Wilson was drafted second overall. And the dude is maybe going to be an okay backup in the league. Maybe. Dude's a bust for where he was drafted. Imperfect science, for sure. So that's why it's obviously so important for the Falcons to get it right this time around. And we know with Desmond Ridder, I think he could be a solid backup quarterback. And then maybe, who knows, maybe he could end up being a solid starter. We'll see if he ends up staying with the Falcons in a backup role or if he ends up on a different team. Everybody was kind of talking about, you know, he can't be on the team after Raheem, you know, said what he said. And obviously, if you didn't hear it, Raheem Morris said, if we had better quarterback play last year, I probably am not standing here, which he's exactly right. If the Falcons get better quarterback play, find a way to make the postseason, Arthur Smith is definitely still the head coach, without a doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. So he's right about that, but, you know, everybody was like, ooh, that's a pretty heavy dig at Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke. Well, I mean, it's the truth, though. He didn't lie. No lies detected, because bad quarterback play was the reason Arthur Smith got fired, and it was the reason Raheem Morris got this job, point blank period. And now Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, and that Falcons brigade has to get it right, because we've seen up close and personal what happens when you get it wrong. All right, when we come back, about 5 minutes from now, Atlanta Falcons back in action tonight. Or, I said the Atlanta Falcons. I've been talking about them for the past few minutes. They're on the brain, obviously. The Atlanta Hawks are back in action tonight, taking on the Brooklyn Nets. Got the Brooklyn Nets in back-to-back games. But what I really want to talk about is, when do we start to have that conversation about the Atlanta Hawks? Talk about it in 5 minutes, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. What? Okay. That ain't finna how to start me doing the dance. I'm finna, nah, let me stop. This ain't what you want, man. This song's so hype. If you don't like, you know, just at least start shrugging your shoulders when you hear this song, man, something wrong with you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning, man. Shout out to my guy, Day-Day, man. He always know how to turn us up in the morning, man, with the great music selection. That's what happened when you used to be a rapper. That's what happened when you used to be an artist. They know how to get you hype. They know how to turn you up, make you want to start dancing, make you want to start jigging. But speaking of starting to get you hype, the Atlanta Hawks starting to get you hype yet? I'm not sure if I'm ready to make myself vulnerable to the Atlanta Hawks again. You know, they've hurt me a few times this season, and I'm not sure if that trust has been built back after a couple of really good defensive performances. They've held their opponents to under 100 points the past two games. The first time they've obviously done that this season. Will it continue tonight against the Brooklyn Nets? That's who the Hawks have next. Taking on the Nets at 7:30. Of course, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pregame at 7, tip at 7:30. The Nets, not very good. Honestly, worse than the Hawks. They're at 22-36 coming into tonight's matchup. Obviously, no Trae Young, still recovering from that surgery to repair that torn RCL ligament in his pinky finger in his left hand. Cam Thomas is going to be out for the Brooklyn Nets. Hawks obviously have won their last two, lost three of their last five. We're on a three-game losing streak before this mini two-game winning streak. Brooklyn, they've lost four out of five. Their last win come in a couple of nights ago when they beat the Memphis Grizzlies. They beat the brakes off the Grizzlies, actually, 111-86. But they did just lose to a Paolo Banchero-less Magic team, and they got the brakes beaten off of them 108-81 a couple of nights ago. So this is a game, obviously, the Hawks should win. I am just curious as to if they win this game, and I do think they'll win this game, but I'm wondering how it looks. I'm wondering, are they going to hold their opponent to under 100 again tonight? Can they do the same thing against Brooklyn the next night? Because they're taking on Brooklyn in back-to-back nights here. Take on the Nets tonight, and then they'll play the Nets again on Saturday. So can you take care of business two nights in a row against a team you should beat? How's it going to look? Is the defense going to continue to be there? And if so, okay. I'll gain a little bit more confidence in the Hawks. I think you should gain a little bit more confidence in the Hawks. They win these next two in Brooklyn. But then, the real test. The real test to whether or not I am truly going to believe in the Atlanta Hawks down the stretch of this season. And if I'm truly going to be ready to have that conversation of, okay, this Hawks team has been looking pretty good, at least defensively, without Trae Young. I'm not ready to say that now. I'm not ready to have that conversation now because, again, you played two games against a Magic team who is solid, and they didn't have their best player, and against a Utah Jazz team that, again, they're around the same record as you. I get that, but they're not good, and they haven't been good lately. So, again, a win is a win is a win. I am not knocking it by any stretch of the imagination. But what I am saying is you won two games you were supposed to win. The defense did look better, yes, and that's promising, but I need to continue to see it. I need to see that defensive consistency. And until I get that, I'm not ready to say this Atlanta Hawks team could be a sleeper team that could gather play in and make a run and make a Milwaukee Bucks or a Boston Celtics or a Cleveland Cavaliers team sweat in the postseason. But I'll say this. If they win these next two in Brooklyn, don't have a letdown in Brooklyn, then they beat the Knicks and they beat the Cavaliers. If they win their next four games, end up going on a six-game winning streak, which will be their longest winning streak of the season that started right after Trae Young got hurt, and then you would have beat two quality teams back-to-back. You would have beat the Knicks on the road, and you would have beat the Cavaliers on 92.9 The Game night. By the way, make sure y'all come out for that. March 6th, Hawks, Cavs, State Farm Arena. Your boy will be out there. All the representation from 92.9 The Game will be out there. We'll be having some fun activities and taking part in some fun activities. Don't want to spoil anything for you, but just make sure you're there. Okay? All right. But back to what I was saying. You take care of business against the Nets, beat a team that you should beat two games in a row. Then you stay in New York because you already be in New York. You stay in New York. You just go over to Madison Square Garden instead of the Barclays Center. You take care of the Knicks, who are a very good team. You beat them on the road. Then you come back home, show out on 92.9 The Game night, beat a Cavaliers team that is very, very good, very, very hot, second best team in the East right now. You go out and beat them, and you go on, a six-game winning streak, the longest one of the season, that would have started as soon as Trae Young got hurt. Then I'll be ready to have that conversation. Then I'll be ready to be like, okay, there's something here. And it also, too, it's not just about winning. It's about how you win as well, how it looks when you win. Because if the defense continues to look good, then it's like, okay, there's something here. For real, there's something to this. It's not just, oh, you beat a Paolo Bancaro's Magic team. Oh, you beat a bad Utah Jazz team. Oh, you beat a bad Brooklyn Nets team. It's, oh, you beat the Knicks in New York. And then on the second night of a back-to-back after playing those Knicks, traveling back home, you beat the second-best team in the East in the Cavaliers. And your defense looked good through all that. Oh, there's something here. That's when I'll be ready to have that conversation, if and when that happens. I hope it does, because, one, we'll have a very interesting conversation to have, and two, that just will go to show how good this Hawks team can be and the potential this Hawks team does have, because this team does have some talent. It's just they haven't been able to put it all together. But maybe that can start here. So, again, we'll revisit. We'll obviously continue to talk about the Hawks and react to games, but we'll revisit this conversation about, you know, is the defense better because Trae Young's out the lineup? I don't think it's that simple, but we'll revisit that conversation March 6th. If not before, if we're revisiting before, that means it's definitely not. But if we're talking about it again March 6th, that means something might be there. So we'll see. Real quick, I do want to go ahead and plug myself real quick. You know what I'm saying? First streaming on YouTube and TikTok this Friday, 8 p.m. Be there. We're going to vibe out. Your boy's going to be playing some Mario Kart. We're going to have a good time. Going to do some other fun things too. So your boy's getting into streaming. So make sure you tune in Friday, 8 p.m. I'll probably do another stream Saturday, maybe even Sunday. We'll see. But definitely Friday, 8 p.m., be there. Come tap in. The link will be in all my social media. So it'll be on my Twitter. It'll be on my Instagram, @_DylanMatthews. That's 1T in Matthews. If you need a reminder, haven't reminded you guys in a while. MATHEWS, 1T, DYLAN, Dylan. You know it. So y'all just tap in. We'll have some fun. And if you have a Nintendo Switch and you have Mario Kart Deluxe 8, you can come get smoked. You know what I'm saying? Come get smoked on the track, you dig? But just wanted to plug that, and I will definitely remind you all tomorrow as well. So come tap in with your boy, and come check out my stream again. I'm going to be on YouTube and on TikTok. The links will be in my social media when I go live. But when we come back, we got to tap in with the Morning Shift because they're getting ready to go live here on 92.9 The Game in a few minutes. And we'll check and see what they got coming up on a Thursday edition of The Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll check in with them, see what they got coming up, and we'll wrap things up on The Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What? Okay. That ain't finna how to start me doing the dance. I'm finna, nah, let me stop. This ain't what you want, man. This song's so hype. If you don't like, you know, just at least start shrugging your shoulders when you hear this song, man, something wrong with you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning, man. Shout out to my guy, Dede, man. He always know how to turn us up in the morning, man, with the great music selection. That's what happened when you used to be a rapper. That's what happened when you used to be an artist. They know how to get you hype. They know how to turn you up, make you want to start dancing, make you want to start jigging. But speaking of starting to get you hype, the Atlanta Hawks starting to get you hype yet? I'm not sure if I'm ready to make myself vulnerable to the Atlanta Hawks again. You know, they've hurt me a few times this season, and I'm not sure if that trust has been built back after a couple of really good defensive performances. They've held their opponents to under 100 points the past two games, the first time they've obviously done that this season. Will it continue tonight against the Brooklyn Nets? That's who the Hawks have next. Taking on the Nets at 7:30. Of course, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pre-game at 7, tip at 7:30. The Nets, not very good. Honestly, worse than the Hawks. They're at 22-36 coming into tonight's matchup. Obviously, no Trae Young, still recovering from that surgery to repair that torn RCL ligament in his pinky finger in his left hand. Cam Thomas is going to be out for the Brooklyn Nets. Hawks obviously have won their last two, lost three of their last five. We're on a three-game losing streak before this mini two-game winning streak. Brooklyn, they've lost four out of five. Their last win come in a couple of nights ago when they beat the Memphis Grizzlies. They beat the brakes off the Grizzlies, actually 111-86, but they did just lose to a Paolo Banchero-less Magic team, and they got the brakes beaten off them 108-81 a couple of nights ago. So this is a game obviously the Hawks should win. I am just curious as to if they win this game, and I do think they'll win this game, but I'm wondering how it looks. I'm wondering, are they going to hold their opponent to under 100 again tonight? Can they do the same thing against Brooklyn the next night? Because they're taking on Brooklyn in back-to-back nights here. Take on the Nets tonight, and then they'll play the Nets again on Saturday. So can you take care of business two nights in a row against a team you should beat? How's it going to look? Is the defense going to continue to be there? And if so, okay. I'll gain a little bit more confidence in the Hawks. I think you should gain a little bit more confidence in the Hawks. They win these next two in Brooklyn. But then, the real test. The real test to whether or not I am truly going to believe in the Atlanta Hawks down the stretch of this season. And if I'm truly going to be ready to have that conversation of, okay, this Hawks team has been looking pretty good, at least defensively, without Trae Young. I'm not ready to say that now. I'm not ready to have that conversation now because, again, you played two games against a Magic team who is solid, and they didn't have their best player, and against a Utah Jazz team that, again, they're around the same record as you. I get that, but they're not good, and they haven't been good lately. So, again, a win is a win is a win. I am not knocking it by any stretch of the imagination. But what I am saying is you won two games you were supposed to win. The defense did look better, yes, and that's promising. But I need to continue to see it. I need to see that defensive consistency. And until I get that, I'm not ready to say this Atlanta Hawks team could be a sleeper team that could gather play in and make a run and make a Milwaukee Bucks or a Boston Celtics or a Cleveland Cavaliers team sweat in the postseason. But I'll say this. If they win these next two in Brooklyn, don't have a letdown in Brooklyn, then they beat the Knicks and they beat the Cavaliers. If they win their next four games, end up going on a six-game winning streak, which will be their longest winning streak of the season that started right after Trae Young got hurt, and then you would have beat two quality teams back-to-back. You would have beat the Knicks on the road, and you would have beat the Cavaliers on 92.9 The Game night. By the way, make sure y'all come out for that. March 6th, Hawks, Cavs, State Farm Arena. Your boy will be out there. All the representation from 92.9 The Game will be out there. We'll be having some fun activities and taking part in some fun activities. Don't want to spoil anything for you, but just make sure you're there. Okay? All right. But back to what I was saying. You take care of business against the Nets, beat a team that you should beat two games in a row. Then you stay in New York because you already be in New York. You stay in New York. You just go over to Madison Square Garden instead of the Barclays Center. You take care of the Knicks, who are a very good team. You beat them on the road. Then you come back home, show out on 92.9 The Game night, beat a Cavaliers team that is very, very good, very, very hot, second best team in the East right now. You go out and beat them, and you go on a six-game winning streak, the longest one of the season, that would have started as soon as Trae Young got hurt. Then I'll be ready to have that conversation. Then I'll be ready to be like, okay, there's something here. And it also, too, it's not just about winning, it's about how you win as well, how it looks when you win. Because if the defense continues to look good, then it's like, okay, there's something here. For real. There's something to this. It's not just, oh, you beat a Paolo Bancaro's Magic team. Oh, you beat a bad Utah Jazz team. Oh, you beat a bad Brooklyn Nets team. It's, oh, you beat the Knicks in New York. And then on the second night of a back-to-back after playing those Knicks, traveling back home, you beat the second best team in the East in the Cavaliers. And your defense looked good through all that. Oh, there's something here. That's when I'll be ready to have that conversation, if and when that happens. I hope it does, because, one, we'll have a very interesting conversation to have, and, two, that just will go to show how good this Hawks team can be and the potential this Hawks team does have, because this team does have some talent. It's just they haven't been able to put it all together. But maybe that can start here. So, again, we'll revisit. We'll obviously continue to talk about the Hawks, react to games, but we'll revisit this conversation about, you know, is the defense better because Trae Young's out the lineup? I don't think it's that simple, but we'll revisit that conversation March 6th. If not before. If we're revisiting before, that means it's definitely not. But if we're talking about it again March 6th, that means something might be there. So we'll see. Real quick, I do want to go ahead and plug myself real quick. You know what I'm saying? First stream, streaming on YouTube and TikTok this Friday, 8 p.m. Be there. We're going to vibe out. Your boy's going to be playing some Mario Kart. We're going to have a good time. Going to do some other fun things, too. So your boy's getting into streaming. So make sure you tune in Friday, 8 p.m. I'll probably do another stream Saturday, maybe even Sunday. We'll see. But definitely Friday, 8 p.m. Be there. Come tap in. The link will be in all my social media. So it'll be on my Twitter. It'll be on my Instagram, @_DylanMatthews. That's one T in Matthews. If you need a reminder, haven't reminded you guys in a while. M-A-T-H-E-W-S, one T, D-Y-L-A-N, Dylan, you know it. So y'all just tap in. We'll have some fun. And if you have a Nintendo Switch and you have Mario Kart Deluxe 8, you can come get smoked. You know what I'm saying? Come get smoked on the track, you dig? But just wanted to plug that, and I will definitely remind you all tomorrow as well. So come tap in with your boy, and come check out my stream again. I'm going to be on YouTube and on TikTok. The links will be in my social media when I go live. But when we come back, we got to tap in with the Morning Shift because they're getting ready to go live here on 929 The Game in a few minutes. And we'll check and see what they got coming up on a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll check in with them, see what they got coming up, and we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.